Crystal's mind flashed back to the initial paperwork she had filled out. They weren't supposed to be working for competitors.
"Hey, lovebirds, are we going or not?" called a sizable, middle-aged man.
Crystal returned Connor's smile, and he winked. They shifted their attention back to the gathering. Four more people had joined the group during their whispered conversation, and the two who had split off earlier were hurrying back with coffee cups in their hands.
"Well, it looks like everyone has arrived," Connor called out. "My name is Connor, and this is Crystal."
She gave a little wave to the attentive crowd.
"We'll be your guides."
The man who had called her and Connor lovebirds spoke from where he sat on the bench Crystal had perched on earlier.
"I'm Philip Calvert, and everyone on this trip works in my company, Calvert and Associates. We are an architectural firm, the best in Seattle. I sprang for this little excursion as a celebration for completing the new science building at the University of Washington. We're snowshoeing with you throughout the day and plan on toasting our grand accomplishment at this quaint chalet tonight."
He was a bulky man, sporting a balding scalp, surrounded by a fringe of hair. His muscular arms screamed ex-athlete rather than architect. But if he had been, he had since surrendered to the ravages of fast food. His mouth was set in a perpetual sneer, and he folded his hands on his belly, as if he were the King of England resting on his throne.
"This is my wife."
He lifted his hand from where it rested and waved in the direction of the woman next to him.
"Madeline."
"Hi," Madeline muttered, staring at the coffee shop. Like any other Seattleite, her caffeine addiction was probably urging her to get her own cup for the trip. She was thin and pale, with sharp features that Crystal placed in her mid-50s. Her face was pinched in a state of perpetual worry, and streaks of gray contrasted starkly with her black hair. Despite her outward indifference, the woman's eyes tightened in annoyance when her husband called out her name. "Well, don't they seem like a happy couple?"
"The two people beside me are Bree and Justin, our new intern and the company's junior associate,"
Philip continued, unconcerned by the icy demeanor emanating from his wife. Bree gave a little wave of her hand, flashed a perfect smile, and gave a bright, "Hi." Her cheer came across as forced after Philip's imperious tone. Bree was younger than Crystal, in her early 20s. She had luxurious blonde hair, sharp blue eyes, and a curvaceous figure Crystal couldn't help but envy. Standing next to her, Justin was a lanky man in his early 30s. He had a square jaw, emphasized by a well-groomed goatee. He too waved, and a broad smile lit up his face.
"I'm Georgia, the office manager."
Crystal spotted a woman with steely gray hair poking out from beneath her yellow wool cap, and a deep smile creasing her face. The couple bearing two coffee cups from their completed coffee run spoke next.
"I'm Ryan, and this is my wife, Alice. We're senior associates."
Their fair skin and reddish-brown hair reminded Crystal of her brother-in-law, who professed to be of pure Irish descent.
"And I'm Gary, the other senior associate."
Turning, she spotted a fit-looking 40-something man standing in the back. His rodent-like features pinched down into a sneer.
"Like the boss asked, are we gonna get this show on the road or what, babe?"
Crystal blinked. She couldn't ever remember being called babe by a virtual stranger in her life. "Yes, we are." The need to continue the conversation was ended by Connor speaking up.
"As you know, we're going up to Snoqualmie Pass to start our hike at the ski resort. I know you are looking forward to a walk through the majestic winter forest to our lodgings, the incomparable Baronhof Chalet. If the forecast is correct, we will get sun today and snow tonight, which will allow for amazing views along the way. That's enough talk. It's time to go have some fun."